federal judge in Salt Lake City has taken the bribery out of the Olympic bribery scandal. The judge dismissed the only bribery-related charges in a 15-count indictment against the architects of Salt Lake City's bid for the 2002 Winter Olympics. He also delayed indefinitely a trial in the case, which was set to begin in 2 weeks. From Salt Lake City, NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
Federal prosecutors spent 2.5 years building their case. It now appears to be crumbling, just as they're set to go to trial. They've lost the only charges hinging directly on bribery. These are federal counts based on travel across state lines to violate a state bribery statute. U.S. District Judge David Sam ruled that the misdemeanor state law is so ambiguous and vague that it can't be used to make a federal felony case. Defense attorney William Taylor.
The entire indictment depends upon the conclusion that the way the members of the IOC were treated is illegal. And the judge is, by this holding, saying that it was not.
Taylor represents Tom Welch, the chief architect of Salt Lake City's successful Olympic bid. His co-defendant is Dave Johnson, the vice president of the bid committee. They spent more than $1 million showering IOC members with cash payments, college scholarships for the kids, and all kinds of gifts and favors. Welch and Johnson say the ruling confirms what they've said all along, that they committed no crime and that they did only what IOC members expected of bidding cities. They still face 11 counts of fraud and conspiracy, but the ejection of the bribery charges makes the rest of the case tougher for a jury, says former U.S. Attorney Brent Ward.
This takes a lot of the sex appeal out of the case because they can't say that the defendants committed bribery. All they can say is that the defendants failed to disclose something to their corporate superiors, which is pretty dry and uninteresting and probably not very persuasive either to potential jurors.
Prosecutors would have to prove that Welch and Johnson acted alone without the knowledge of bid committee trustees and some of the state's savviest business and political leaders. The defense contends they all knew. Some face subpoenas to testify in the case. That may have figured into the judge's ruling, speculates Eric Luna, a criminal law professor at the University of Utah.
I am sure that Judge Sam has some concerns about those individuals that are going to be called before his courtroom, including the U.S. Senator from Utah and the current governor. And I'm sure that the very last thing that Judge Sam wants to do is, in his final swan song as an active judge in the Utah District Court, is for individuals of high esteem and of high position in Utah to be dragged in front of his court.
Luna believes politics may also determine how the Justice Department now proceeds. It could appeal the ruling to a higher court, it could seek a plea to significantly reduce charges, or it could accept the ruling and move ahead with the remaining counts, which the judge suggests he's also reviewing. Law professor Eric Luna.
This prosecution was sparked by a Department of Justice led by a Democrat. Now, the decision whether to proceed will have to get the okay from a Department of Justice led by a Republican. And the fact that some very high-profile Republican leaders, including Senator Orrin Hatch and Governor Leavitt, might be involved in this case, might very well weigh on the Department of Justice's decision whether or not to appeal, and are likely to push them towards not appealing.
A Justice Department spokeswoman says the ruling is under review. An appeal might mean that a trial will occur just before or just after the 2002 Winter Olympics next February. The courthouse will be closed during the Games. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.